sporting and maintaining healthy lifestyle is a very popular thing these days. Most of the people are very encouraged to do it or be part of it, especially here in the Dutch society. And luckily, it started to be a popular thing in the Middle East as well. But did you know that studying or majoring in sport and lifestyle is a limited thing to do for women in countries like Syria? The culture here plays a big role for deciding the future of women in sports. I am not an expert in this topic, but I had so many questions about it, and I invited Jude to be with us today and tell us about her personal experience in Syria, as well as in the Netherlands, of being a student for sport and lifestyle. Jude is a great example for women who would like one day to specialize in sporting and lifestyle, and they have a Middle Eastern background. Welcome, Jude. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Noor. It's my pleasure to see you today and talking about my life here and what its meaning of the sport in my life.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I am Jude Smile and I am 25 years old. I'm living in the Netherlands since 4 years with my family. My life is totally changed. So we're going to today talking about more details about me.
Yeah, well, you're studying sport and that is completely something new for Syrian women, let's say. We do have that study in Syria, but can you maybe give us more details on about your studies here in the Netherlands? Like, how did you apply? How did it start?
Actually, I was studied also sport in Syria, but that was not so easy for me because of social life and community pressure and, you know, how it would be in Middle East about women's life. And I applied first, I equalized my diploma, a Syrian diploma, and then I should have a swimming diploma, ABC, and I have it. And in the end, I'm going to apply to this study in the website ROC van Amsterdam, and I got accepted.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And then which year you're studying now?
The first year.
Your first year. Okay.
Yeah.
Did somebody encourage you in your childhood to start studying sport?
Actually, I have a story about how my parents encouraged me because I'm a ballet dancer. I danced for 7 years and there is a desire inside me to starting a swimming lessons and I continue. So this is my sport passion.
Nice. Okay, according to your personal experience regarding studying sport or being as a woman, a Middle Eastern woman in sport, maybe can you tell us a little bit about the similarities that you have spotted culture-wise between the Netherlands and Syria?
Actually, if we're going to talk about culture, there is no similarities. No, because in Syria, it's totally different from here. Different culture, different people, different environment. But also in studies, there is a lot of similar things about preparation of lessons and also theoretical lessons and also study materials. It's somehow same actually, but in another way.
Okay.
Another system.
We're talking here about more differences than similarities. Can you maybe elaborate for us about those differences?
Yeah, sure. A lot of safe spaces, a lot of understanding, a lot of supporting, and a lot of positive vibes from students, from teachers, and from the college. So it's totally different for me.
What do you mean exactly with safe spaces?
Ah, I'm meaning here that I am a human being, not just a woman. So I have a safe space to be who I am, my real personality, and to broke the taboo, what can I say?
Yeah, nice.
I broke the taboo always, and in Middle East, I cannot broke the taboo. So that's a big deal for me. That means a lot for me.
So do you find it maybe difficult to keep up with all of these changes between the way you studied in Syria and the way you're studying here?
Actually, I always have a flexible personality. So that's not so hard to me to accept it and see what is the changes, what I am going to do with people and with a new study and all the environment. But also that's not easy. But in the end, I can deal with all the changes and getting used.
Then can you maybe specify for us differences that you have spotted, not just in the studies, but in the sport life routine or sport life shape? Tell us more about this, because our listeners really care about hearing how is it in there and how is it in here.
There is a three main differences appeared for me. First of all, a physical strength that should more than in Middle East. People there don't care about your physical strength if you're gonna study sport, because it's totally different university conditional. What you should do for accepted there in the college and here in Netherlands, totally different. You should have a talent, mentality strength, body strength, and special personality also as a training. And two, in Middle East, we don't intensively using technology, but here, all of so study system about study is have relatable in technology, and that's totally different. And also there is a big difference about the way how teachers prepare the lessons and giving also a motivation speeches, and that's totally different who deals teachers with the students. So this three main differences between here and Syria.
Can you maybe tell us more about the differences in, like what you just said, that it's a totally different way in teaching between the teachers and the students? So elaborate a little bit more for us about these differences.
Yeah, I mean it here, different way of teaching, but study system is totally different. So should the teachers appear a lot of caring and a lot of information clearly for students. And also I give much more effort in this study because I study in Dutch language. And for example, students study for 1 hour and I should study for 2 hours. So that is totally double the effort for me.
So here we have the language barrier, let's say, which you speak Dutch, but it's still you need to do extra work to then the Dutch student to stay, let's say, on the same line or in the same level with a Dutch student. Do you think that has something to do with the education system that we follow in Syria and the education system followed here? So for example, here in the Netherlands, it's always, they have a nice thing that they spot the talent from a young age. So do you think that actually affects the way the people study here or can choose their studies or continue their studies?
Actually, I mean it here. For example, a Netherlands child who raising in a sport environment, but in Middle East that is not maybe available for many reasons, like the parents maybe afraid of sexual abuse and also a religion strength also, that's totally different. And that means it's a big challenge for me to prove it myself in this study, in this college, because it's much easier for a Netherlands student. But for me, it's totally different, and I should accept it, all the changes, and I should understand the study system and also dealing with a student with other mentality and with teachers and knowing who I am and knowing my story and where I'm coming from and just all the culture back up. So that's not easy.
So now let's talk about it as an Eastern woman. For the Middle Eastern, being in sport is somehow always something private. So either you have gyms that are specially for women, then women can go there and enjoy the gym equipment, while here it's like more open. Now, it's not specifically we want to talk about gyms, but the concept of a woman in sport. How do you feel about that?
Women in sport in Middle East, that's a big problem actually for women and their families, and that's always related about religion and social life. And, you know, there is not a lot, a big spaces for women in Middle East. So that's always about sport, always, always hard and not acceptable because a lot of points.
So it's more challenging. Do you think that might be a reason why we don't have a lot of women in sport in the Middle East? Like we do, we have big names, of course, but it's not in the same level as in Europe.
Because of this image about Arabic woman that is a weak personality and should men always control of them. And that's not true, actually. So when I said I break the taboo, I break it totally.
Nice.
Because in Syria, when you're going to break taboo, not in Syria, in Middle East, that's caused a lot of problem and also maybe cost my life. And I mean it.
Would you like to share with us an inspirational story about you in sport?
Yeah, actually, I have always desired to write my own book. So I wrote my own book over my childhood and about my life and what I'm going through. And I handed it over to Utrecht University and I'm waiting to publish it.
Nice. So maybe by the time we launch this episode, your book will be also launched and people who are
talking
listening
more
to us, can actually purchase it and learn more about how a woman in sport, an Eastern woman in sports life can be from the beginning till today.
Interesting. From A to Z.
Very, very interesting, Jude. Can you maybe, I would like to go back to the idea of studying sport here in the Netherlands. Like after you said that you need to double your efforts because of the language and because of all of the new atmosphere, all the new rules that are here, would you like maybe to give an advice for the Dutch teachers who might have in their classes people who are coming with a Middle Eastern background? It doesn't necessarily need to be Syria, but let's talk sports specifically. Do you have an advice for those Dutch teachers or the Dutch students here in the Netherlands?
Yeah, sure. Actually, should teachers and students provide help and advice for a refugee student all the time, because we face a lot of hard things in this time when the beginning is future again. So should teachers and students all that provide help and supporting and advising? Because actually that's hard feelings when I'm starting my study. I don't always understand what's happening. And that's caused a lot of challenges and, you know, so help and supporting and motivation.
And would you like to share with us some of your dreams for the future?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I want to finish this study, beginning with a new bachelor, maybe event management or something like this. Also, I always had a dream of participate in Olympic Games and I will work on it, I hope. Yeah.
Is there a specific type of sport that you like? Now you're studying sport and lifestyle in general, but what is your favorite?
Swimming.
Swimming, okay.
Yeah.
During the studies here or the people, the students who goes into sport and lifestyle studies in here, I believe there is always a continuity for the process of learning or building a career in sport, for women specifically, let's say. But do you agree that in the Middle East, there's always some kind of limits? Like even if the woman or the girl studied sport and lifestyle as much as she wants, eventually there's a limit to participating or to doing something new or to develop themselves in the sport. What do you think about this idea?
Actually, in Syria, I felt that my ambitions is priority because after I'm studying sport, I should know somebody and then somebody knows somebody to reaching something in a sport career or sport level. And that made me feeling bad about my future in sport field. So here in Netherlands, I feel that chances is more open and there is an equality chances to reaching what I want in sport career. And also I can continue with sport studying, master of PhD or what I want. And in Syria, that's not available. So here it's giving me a lot of chances, but in Syria, it's totally not available for me.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jude. We are now at the end of our episodes. I love your story. I love everything you said. We do have like more articles that are going to be published about this topic that people can check in the links. Also, for people who would like to check who is Jude and maybe come in contact with her, you can find the links in the description below. Jude, since like you have started building your dream here in the Netherlands, let's say that. Can you maybe, do you have an advice maybe to girls who are like you or women who are like you, who have a dream to start their career in sport or their studies in sport, but they feel like there's a huge barrier, and that's the cultural barrier? What do you say for these women?
I advise it to take the action and never stop. And don't think about the meaning about other people and culture difference and all of things. Because this, we're going to live this life for one time. So this is my advice for Middle Eastern girls and women.
Well, yeah. This is the end of our episode. Thank you very much for being an inspiration for maybe lots and lots of Eastern women who would like to start a career or start a study in sport and lifestyle. And I really, really wish you all the best in your study. And I hope that maybe in 5 or 4 years we meet again and we have another episode so you tell us more about your experience. And thank you very much for being with us in this podcast.
Thank you, Noor.